As artist types, we often feel different, and not always in a good way. Sometimes it feels like there's something wrong with us. Why does that normal way of life, the one everyone else seems to accept so easily, the one society constantly pushes toward us, why does that seem so hard for us to accept, so out of place? That 9-to-5 grind just drains the life right out of us, leaving us feeling like a hollow version of who we really are. And I'm sure, even when we push all that aside to chase a dream, if things don't go exactly as planned, well, it's easy to lose hope. Maybe even give up. But here's the thing about being an artist. There's always going to be something that pulls you back in to that creativity. I'm your host, Jacob Johnson, and this is the Mired Israel Podcast, a narrative journey into the lives that shape art. Today's episode, Nicolina Petalis, right after the break. This podcast is made possible by you, the listener. If you enjoy this show, please consider showing your support on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/MiredIsrael. I'm constantly uploading bonus clips and other content on there for you to enjoy. These are bonus clips that didn't quite make the final cut of the episodes, and they're still very interesting, very insightful content about artists dealing with creative blocks, balancing work and life, and just other incredible details that I know you want to hear. If you would like to collect some prints from artists featured on the show, head on over to miredisrael.com. You can collect limited edition art prints that not only are supporting me and the show, but is also supporting the artist as well. Thank you so much for listening, and back to the episode. I was born here in America, and even here, if you want to chase a dream like becoming a full-time artist, that can feel completely impractical. Now, imagine if you grew up in a country that's at war, or a country under a dictatorship, or in a communist state cut off from most of the world. In that case, becoming an artist might feel less like a dream and more like an extreme fantasy that's impossible to ever reach. That's the kind of world that today's guest comes from.
I'm Nicolina Petalis. I'm a digital and traditional artist from Croatia, and I create surreal sceneries inhabited by animals, hybrids, and human figures in unconventional roles.
Nicolina's from Croatia and still lives there today, but the country she grew up in is very different from what it is today.
I had a nice childhood. At that time, when I was small, Croatia was part of a different country. We were like a part of Yugoslavia. It was a communist country, so we didn't like have so much influence from other countries like we do now. But it was a nice childhood. We played in the nearby park forest, Maksimir, really great nature and lakes there. So I had like two best friends where we went with by our bicycles. We rode by bicycles there in the park and built shelters from the cardboard boxes in my friend's garage. And it was nice.
But from an early age, she felt like an outsider.
Well, I felt like a bit like an outsider. It's not like I didn't have friends and I didn't have problem with socializing or anything like that. I guess it was like puberty. I don't know. I really loved music. I loved partying. I loved to go outside, you know, to go clubbing. My high school was kind of, I don't know, it was people there were not, they didn't like the same things as me, I guess. And I can't say that I hated it, but I just thought that I could spend my time learning something I really was interested in much better than learning a lot of things I wasn't interested in, you know, just for the sake of it. I think that even now I just like to learn on my own, and I see better results than, you know, just going through the program that is predefined and where I don't see myself.
Despite all of that, there was always this pull, this creative force she couldn't ignore.
I was quite creative somewhere in my teens. I'm not sure, like, before my, when I was very little, but yeah, I drew a lot when I was a teenager. I drew like fantasy characters, and well, I really loved art. I loved art, and my sister also, she loved to draw and paint.
What kind of fantasy worlds were you drawn to back then? What kind of worlds were you getting into?
Well, at some point, I got hooked up on video games. Yeah, like adventure games like Zork Grand Inquisitor, and also some role-playing games like Fallout, like dystopian games. But adventure games like Monkey Island, Broken Sword, Myst. I loved the puzzles. I loved the magic items. And I really loved, I love those worlds that these concept artists and, you know, this game artist. I mean, it was crazy. I just loved, I was hooked on this. So I guess this and the movies like Tim Burton and Ridley Scott, like Alien. And I mean, I really loved that. And also comic books.
In school, Nicolina was always involved in art and photography. It was very clear that creativity was very much in her DNA.
I mean, I was always interested into art. I remember we, in my high school, we only had like 1 year of art lessons. I don't know how would you say art lessons, art class. So I really loved this, and I was really super interested into that. And we had like to make some sort of a thesis. And I took like a huge fat book of Picasso, about Picasso, and made my like an essay about him and his work. And yeah, unfortunately, it was only in the first year and the 3 years, no art. Just at that time, I was also interested in photography, and somehow I had a feeling I was going to be good at this one day. But I don't know. It's hard to describe when you think you would be good with something. I don't know, it's really strange. But it took me like 10 years, maybe even more, to just, you know, to start actually work something around photography and graphic design.
Like I said earlier, when you're growing up in an unstable country, planning for your future becomes even more difficult. It's difficult to know just how far you're allowed to dream, or if you're even allowed to dream at all.
So as I mentioned, during my high school years, I really drew a lot, and I was drawn to art, I was drawn to painters, to movies, to video games. I was really drawn to all of that. But really at that time, since my country was in such a devastated economical situation, I really couldn't even imagine to become an artist back at the time, because it's really very hard without support. Today there are so much opportunities, and children nowadays can really get into what they want very early on because of the internet, but it was very different back then. And although I was very drawn to all this, and if I had some support back then and someone who could point me in the right direction or just show me the way to do it, I really believe this would be my way forward from very early on.
Sadly, Nicolina didn't have the support or even the awareness that pursuing her creative desires was a real option.
But since things turned out for me to be as they were, and I later on pursued college and jobs I didn't like, I guess this idea of being an artist or even doing something creative for a living, for me, actually came later on. When I was in high school, I mean, it is always the never-ending question of what will you do later on in life? Because in Croatia, there are not so many opportunities. Yeah, it is a small country, and looking at art-wise, the opportunities were quite limited.
And so what did you end up going to school for, if it wasn't art?
Well, I picked the University of Economics, which I eventually hated. I mean, I picked that because I don't know, it kind of, I thought that I had the best chance, you know, to later on to get a job with this, and to, it was quite close to where I live. So I thought, okay, if I have to, you know, spend my time to attend some classes, at least I will not spend time to, you know, to go with a tram or somewhere on the other part of the city. So it was convenient. I picked it up because of convenience and because some of my friends were there.
And like it is for many artists, going to school for something more conventional can feel, well, pretty boring.
It's hard to say how much I didn't like it. So, yeah, it really was something so boring that the words can't describe, I guess. But I did get my... one thing that I remember was... For my last like thesis, I took like nonverbal communication, and well, it's funny, I remembered it just the other day. It is actually what I do now. I mean, my characters are communicating without words, so I guess, yes, I was always drawn to these things, I guess.
I have worked jobs outside of this whole art thing, and every single one, I've given my all. I worked hard, I tried to do everything right, but honestly, I felt physically sick in most of these jobs. I know that sounds strange, but I really did. I'd come into work and just, I constantly had a knot in my stomach or something. I hated having bosses that breathed down your neck and were constantly second guessing themselves and making it your problem. And coworkers trying to dump their responsibilities onto you. It just drove me nuts. I think deep down, I always just wanted to be my own boss, do something that actually meant something to me and maybe made a difference for other people. I do come from a line of entrepreneurs, so it's kind of, I guess, in my blood to want to do your own thing. It took a long time to get here, and I'm still, I guess, trying to figure it out, but hosting this podcast has made me happier than any job ever has. Sure, I've had moments of doubt, wondering if I should have just played it safe and gotten a good degree and a solid job and followed a more traditional path. But then I come back to reality and I remember that that path wasn't for me. And I would have, if I would have followed it, I would have ended up exactly where I am now, trying to do what I want to do, because I would have missed it otherwise. Nicolina did go and get that good degree. She did get that stable job, but still she felt like something was missing.
Basically, very soon after I got the degree, I got a job in a company. And yeah, this is also what I hated to do. But I worked there maybe for some 6 months or 8 months. It wasn't like long, but this is where the problem started for me because I moved from my parents' house. I started to live with my nowadays hubby. And also I started to work there. He lived much closer to where I worked. And I don't know, I just... something was really missing at that time. I was kind of unsatisfied with my work. I really had no idea what I wanted to do. I saw my friends, you know, getting jobs, pushing their jobs. I had no idea actually what I wanted to do. I thought, okay, this is how it is. This is life. I have to start now. I will be here for some time. Maybe I'll find something better. Then I will like change a job or something like that. I thought this is how it is supposed to be in life.
Even though she'd always enjoyed art, at this point in her life, it was just a casual hobby, nothing more than a pastime. So she didn't know exactly what was missing at the time or where to even begin searching for it. That feeling she had of something missing, it started to show up physically. It manifested itself in her body.
I started to get insomnia and it was quite bad. And soon I also developed like anxiety and some sort of depression, and it wasn't getting any better. So eventually I quit that job and I started after a while to work at my father's company.
And when you made that switch with jobs, did you feel any better?
Well, no, I thought that I will be better, that I will like start to sleep better, that this was probably stressful for me or something. But actually, no, I wasn't really feeling much better. I mean, I was feeling better because I was like, I didn't have to go to work with strangers. I was like in the family company. And I didn't have to be there like from 9 to 5. I could work part-time. It was easier, but I didn't feel good about myself. I felt that something was missing.
Eventually, she began to dabble in graphic design, and it turned out she had quite a knack for it.
At that time, besides the video games, I was also like experimenting with CorelDRAW, Painter, and Photoshop. So this was something I found really interesting and relaxing, you know, to like explore new software. When I started to work at my family company, I didn't really like that job either. But besides that, I was like started to flyers and brochures. I also did a website, and I think that this was like bit by bit where I started to get more into these applications and software and plugins, and later on it appeared to be really helpful for my future work. So
as much as she didn't enjoy that job either, Nicolina is still grateful for it because it finally gave her the time and space to explore her interest. And that space allowed her to discover what had been missing all of those years.
I think that actually working later on in my family's company gave me the possibility to have some more time that I then spent on what I was actually interested in. And this was the graphic design and photography. And I think, you know, spending so much time with photography and software finally gave me the means to actually bring my visions to life, because they were always here somewhere. I had like these tendencies to daydreaming, to imagine things, but when I actually got the knowledge to see how it would come to life, this is when I guess that switch happened, that I finally started to think, well, I really could do this. I could be creative. I could bring these visions to life. I could actually create something out of nothing. And I think I can really be good at this. And this could be my call.
We're about to enter Act 3, titled Finally Found. If you're enjoying this episode so far, please consider showing your support by signing up for the Patreon page at patreon.com/myartisreal. I'm uploading bonus clips weekly that didn't make the final episode. I'll be uploading bonus clips from this very episode that are still very interesting, but just didn't quite fit the narrative. If you enjoy the show, please show your support. Thank you. Back to the episode. Her mind was bursting with inspiration and ideas, but for the longest time, she didn't have the tools to bring them into the real world. But now, as she began learning more about photography and digital techniques, these ideas finally started to take shape. This was, in fact, her calling. This was what had been missing all along. The need to create, the need to be an artist. And once she found it, it was like the whole world had opened up to her.
Photography learned me a lot, and it's not just taking photos. I was creating complete sceneries with my photography. So, you know, I was really going through to the antique stores, to the fairs with the secondhand things, clothing, utensils, furniture. I bought all sorts of crap in order to, you know, create really cool sceneries for my still life work. And yeah, it was a great project to actually create these sceneries from scratch. It was really very creative in a way, and although it wasn't maybe artistic as it is now, I loved that creativity, and I really loved to spend my time this way to, you know, search for those props and to create to actually create photography. It wasn't just the capturing of a moment somewhere, you know, it was creating that moment. So I love that.
She wasn't just building scenes and photographing them indoors anymore. This creative drive was pulling her out into the world and exploring new places, seeing life through a different lens.
And it was not just spending time indoors and recording and shooting still life in my studio. I also love to go to nature to shoot trees and leaves, flowers from awkward angles, then to find spots for wonderful landscapes and cityscape. I don't know, I just, each shooting was a kind of a new project for me. And it all changed, nature changed with spring, with summer and autumn. I just love to spend time outdoors and shoot stuff. So this all gave me kind of boost of confidence and to finally do something I really liked besides the jobs I didn't like. So I was quite happy with that at that time.
And as Nicolina fell deeper down the rabbit hole of digital art and photography, she started to realize something even more powerful. Maybe, just maybe, she could actually make a living doing this. This meant that she didn't have to settle for a job that drained her. That her creativity could be more than just a passion, could be a path forward into a new career.
And I started to work like I was started freelancing as a commercial photographer. So I was basically started to sell my work like on stock sites and to do some commercial work. And this is when I started seeing that I was actually like good in this, and that maybe that I can make some money through my photography and graphic design. Later on, I also started to do like book covers when I started to be really good at Photoshop. Yeah, I kind of merged everything, my knowledge from Photoshop and Painter, and I even at some point I was doing quite a lot of vector art.
While freelancing wasn't exactly the same as creating her own fantastical worlds, it was still something she genuinely enjoyed. It was a step in the right direction, a bridge between where she was and where she wanted to be.
So, yeah, I mean, even this wasn't really like something I wanted to do. It wasn't fine art. It wasn't maybe, you know, telling my personal stories. But it was something creative. It was like a miles away from what I used to do on the jobs I really didn't like and where I was miserable and very unhappy. So this was a huge step forward, even though it wasn't at the time maybe fine art, but it was much more than I ever could imagine, you know, spending my time on the college and jobs afterwards.
She kept her head down, stayed focused, and kept pushing to improve her craft day by day.
At that time, I remember I was quite isolated. I spent, well, years in sort of an isolation, except, you know, some family and my boyfriend. I was constantly working, just having projects and editing and learning new things, learning new stuff. Learning software. I mean, I really don't know if I had been more social and outgoing, when would I find time to do all this? Because it took hours and each day. So yeah, I was a workaholic. I was really workaholic back at that time. So yeah, those freelancing years with photography and illustrating in vector graphics and working in graphic design and design book covers, these were really, really important for me.
Eventually, all of that dedication had paid off, and she finally got her very first art exhibition.
What I also find very important in my artistic journey is when I started to exhibit my work. Yeah, I mean, when I got contacted by this collector and also other people to exhibit my work, I mean, although I of course, did this work for myself. These were my personal stories, my personal inspirations and visions. It was finally the time when I realized that my work didn't just mean so much to me, but it also meant to other people, and they also found something inside of it, and they also tried to understand my story and what I had to say. And I think it was very important for me to get this feedback.
Today, Nicolina is a true multidisciplinary artist. She worked in photography, digital art, she even does paintings. She went from not knowing what was even missing in her life to overflowing with this creative energy and these creative outlets. And here's the thing. She didn't just wake up one day and say, you know, I'm going to be an artist. I'm going to leave all this behind. No. For a long time, she didn't even know she really was one. But once she finally let that artist inside come out, there was no turning back.
I consider myself a full-time artist, but if some opportunity comes along that I like, that I actually like, I'll probably accept it, yeah. So it's not that I need it now, and fortunately I have some money that I don't really have to do something I don't like, but I try now to really get more focused only on my art and to remove distractions, and because this juggling between this and that, it's a distraction and it's hard, and I'm trying to be more focused on my art and to just expand this story that I've been creating for well over 12 years now. And this is my life's work, and I'm really happy that how it's turning out to be. So yeah, I just hope that I will have the health and means to continue it in the future.
How does it feel now for you to be able to call yourself a full-time artist and do something you love every single day?
I feel grateful, really. I feel grateful and happy, and it's strange, you know, I'm in my studio the majority of the day, and every time I'm going and, you know, opening the door, I think, oh, what will happen today, and what good is will we do now? And I feel fulfilled. It's really an incredible feeling. Of course, not everything is perfect and it could be so much better, but I'm really grateful I can do this now, and I'm so happy I found myself in this. It's incredible. It's incredible life, really.
I want to leave you all with one of my favorite quotes. It's from a book called A Prayer for Owen Minnie by author John Irving. The quote goes like this: if you care about something, you have to protect it. If you're lucky enough to find a way of life you love, you have to find the courage to live it. We all have responsibilities. We've all got bills to pay. We got families to take care of, and we got to make ends meet. But don't let that stop you from chasing your dreams. And remember, you have to have that courage to try the things that you've been wanting to do that scare the crap out of you. All these things that make you feel like you're different or that you don't fit in, those are often the very things that will set you apart and make whatever you're creating truly special. So if you're out there wanting to be an artist or do anything in this world, find the courage to live it. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Myers Show podcast. I myself felt a lot of fear trying to make this episode. For some reason, I just kept having anxiety keeping me from finishing the script and, you know, pushing forward. But I had to push forward. I have to get this episode out to you all because this podcast means so much to me, and I just have to share these stories with you. If you enjoy this show, if you enjoy what I'm doing, check out my Patreon page at patreon.com/MyArtIsReal. I'm uploading tons of bonus clips on there that didn't make the final cut of episodes. I'm going to be putting up a bunch of bonus clips from this episode that are super interesting, but just didn't quite fit the narrative. It's a great place to get a bunch of extra content, and you get to support the show in the process, because the show would not be possible without all of you. If you want to also support me, get a print and support an artist, you can go to myartistreel.com and collect any of our limited edition prints. You know, profit goes to me, profit goes to the artist, and you help, and you get a beautiful print to hang in your home. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.